free.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Happening on Monday, actually, it is Monday. It's the 4th of July, and oddly enough, the 4th of July fireworks show in Roseburg is on Monday. Amanda Linehan, part of the group putting it together. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
So talk about how things are set up. I mean, over the last few years with COVID and everything else, you've kind of had some switches in how things have happened and all of that. So tell us where we are now.
Yeah, so now we are kind of, kickstarting a new era of 4th of July here in Douglas County. We're hoping to meld what Douglas County is known for and love, which is our love for cars and graffiti and that style of together community-ness, and to kind of develop a new way to do 4th of July and do that with having car shows and family involvement and throwing a great fireworks show on.
So it's on Monday. What time do things get started and where is it at?
Yeah, so this year we're going to be at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. We are kicking off our day with a car show open to spectators at 10 a.m. Registration for all cars starts at 9 a.m. And we will then have a funful day of drag racing brought to you by the Rat Rod Roundup Group starting at noon. The Pacific Racing Association will have their streetcar challenge hosted by the Ernest Auto Sales starting at 3 o'clock. And then, of course, we're going to kickstart racing by Pacific Racing Association at 6 p.m. with fireworks and a big bang at 10 o'clock.
So the car show, which part of the fairgrounds will that be at?
So it'll be directly behind the Douglas County Speedway, behind the grandstands. So the car show will be taking place in those two parking lots there. And we'll be having that go on until around 4 o'clock.
So if people come out, then they basically come out throughout the day.
Yeah, that's the greatest part about this, is that there's no no holds bar on when you come out. Have a barbecue with the family, bring them out to the track after you're done with that. Before you do that, there's lots of opportunities to see lots of different things throughout the day.
And the racing gets started, let's see, at 6 o'clock, right?
That is correct, yeah. So we have our 541 radio opening ceremonies. And then right directly after that, we'll have racing start with green flags right at 6 o'clock.
And a lot of different race events?
Yeah, so we've got our drag racing starting at noon with a burnout at the very end of that 2.5 hour session. They'll be going from noon to 2:30. And then we have our street drags, which is any car that you want to come out and make two of your fastest laps. The winner to that gets $100. And then that starts at 3 o'clock. And then, of course, we're going to have our qualifying for our racing group, Pacific Racing Association, right at 4:30. And then from there, we'll jump right into our whole night of racing.
So anybody can bring out any car and race it?
Anyone can bring out any car during the 3 o'clock time frame for the streetcar challenge, the Ernest Auto Sales streetcar challenge. Any car. We've had people bring out their souped up Hondas, their mom vans. We've had lots of different vehicles come out, and we encourage all of them.
So you're on the track with a bunch of other people.
Yeah, so for the streetcar challenge, it is one at a time, two laps.
Wow.
But we've had so many people come out. We've been doing multiple laps, multiple different types of racing, so it's been a lot of fun, and it's a growing event for the Pacific Racing Association.
While that might be fun, I think I'd be nervous about, it's like, and what if I don't do this right?
Yeah, no, we've had a lot of funny close calls, I guess is what you would call it, especially when the mom car gets brought out and dad's driving it. Mom doesn't always get so excited, but it's definitely been fun to watch for sure.
Wow, so a fun day out there. What about food availability?
So yeah, so the Pacific Racing Association will have their concession stands open and available, serving concession foods. Umpqua ice cream will be out there, Pepsi products to drink, so lots of different opportunities for different foods.
Wow. So fireworks show at 10, how long will that probably run?
So the fireworks is scheduled to be a 15-minute show, choreographed to patriotic music, that will be playing on this station and on Best Country 103.
Wow. So a fun evening out there. What about folks that maybe the car racing isn't quite their thing, but they still want to come out and get close and be able to see the fireworks?
So anyone that doesn't want to necessarily be a part of the car stuff, that's totally fine. At 8 o'clock, the parking at the fairgrounds will be open to all. First come, first serve kind of basis. We ask everyone just be really respectful and make their way cautiously and keep room for everybody. That's the whole goal there. The fairgrounds itself will be closed so that there will be no entrance into the stadium seating or anything like that. So everything would have to be in your car, because the only seating available is at the Douglas County Speedway.
All right. So a fun day out there. For people coming in during the day, what's the admission?
So for admission, it's either $5 per person or $20 for a carload. So get those vans out, get them filled safely, come out to the track, and enjoy a fun, full day with us.
Wow. All right. Monday, Roseburg Hometown, 4th of July fireworks. Amanda, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
8:38 at the Morning Report.